But dualistic appearance is seeing an object and its ultimate truth as being two separate objects. The microphone is merely a manifestation of its emptiness. It's appearing due to being empty. If it wasn't empty, it couldn't appear. Okay? But our dualistic mind sees the microphone, and it sees an inherently existent microphone. And when we meditate on emptiness, we consider the emptiness of the microphone and the microphone to be two completely different objects. That's dualistic appearance. So anyway, maybe next week you can learn a bit more about that. But these winds, when they're in the central channel, they don't support these appearances any longer. In other words, we get rid of our ignorance. We get rid of seeing things mistakenly. They're fantastic. With a mind free from dualistic appearance, we will be able to gain a direct realization of ultimate truth, emptiness. Okay, so finally on the channels, a little bit more. Corresponding to the 24 inner places of Haruka's body mandala are the 24 outer places, which are located at various points throughout this world. Okay, so practitioners with pure karma can see these outer places of Haruka as pure lands, but people with impure karma see them only as ordinary places. So there's a connection, there's a relationship between what is happening in our own body, the 24 inner places, and the 24 outer places of Haruka. And we're trying to bridge that gap, we're trying to break that down so that what is appearing for us is one of the holy places in this place. We say there are 24 places, but Venerable Geshe-la has said they're everywhere. You know, he said, something like, even here, Manjushri, you know, we can understand there is a Pure Land of Haruka above this temple, for example. We can't see it because we don't have pure karma, but we can believe it's there, it's present, that Pure Land is there.